Baby boomers poured $500 million into Bitcoin ETFs on the worst day in weeks, spot. Bitcoin ETFs absorbed $471 million in net inflows on April 6th, the largest single-day intake since February 25th and the sixth biggest day of 2026. The buying came while BTC traded near $68,300, down 45% from its October 2025 peak, and with the Fear and Greed Index parked at 34, squarely in fear territory as of April 7, 2026. Bloomberg senior ETF analyst Eric Balchunas attributed the surge to the same cohort that has backstopped every major drawdown since spot ETFs launched in January 2024. Older advisor-guided allocators he calls ETF boomers. His reaction on X, boomers to the rescue again. He added, "Even I'm impressed. BlackRock and Fidelity took 70% of the flow. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, iBit, absorbed roughly $182 million. Fidelity's Wise Origin Bitcoin Fund, FBTC, added approximately $147 million. Together, the two funds accounted for about $329 million, or 70% of the day's total. ARK 21 shares ARKB picked up smaller amounts. That ratio is consistent with the duopoly these two products have maintained since launch. iBit alone holds roughly $54.5 billion in assets, about 60% of the entire U.S. spot Bitcoin ETF category. Total AUM across all 11 spot funds sits near $90 billion, with cumulative net inflows around $56 billion. Why boomers is more than a meme. Balchunas has used the term for over a year, but it maps to a real pattern in 13F filings and fund flow data. The largest holders of iBit and FBTC are registered investment advisors, wealth management firms, and pension consultants, not retail crypto traders. When BTC dropped 50% between October 2025 and February 2026, only 6.6% of ETF assets exited. The other 93.4% sat still. Compare that to spot exchange volume, which sank to $986 billion in March, the lowest in 2 years. Retail crypto traders have been pulling back. The allocators filing quarterly 13F disclosures have not. Balchunas framed the gap on X in March. ETF boomers are buying and they mostly use LinkedIn, so they won't know about this for at least a week. The joke carries a real observation. These buyers operate on quarterly rebalance cycles, not Twitter sentiment. The Q1 hole is still being filled. The April 6th inflow looks strong in isolation, but it lands against a rough Q1. January and February saw roughly $1.8 billion in net outflows from spot Bitcoin ETFs, driven by hawkish Federal Reserve signals and sticky inflation prints. March partially recovered with $1.3 billion returning. That leaves the category somewhere near break-even for 2026, depending on how you count the smaller funds. Several days in January exceeded $700 million in flows, so $471 million, while the best since late February, is not at the pace needed to match 2025's accumulation rate. The macro backdrop is not helping. Prediction markets price a 98% probability that the Fed holds rates steady at its April meeting. BTC has been pinned below $70,000 for weeks. ETH sat at 2078, 3.0%, SOL at 78.93, 4.1%, and BNB at 597.62, 1.4%, as of April 7th. ETFs as a floor, not a ceiling. Binance Research published a note in early April arguing that Bitcoin has shifted from lagging to leading global monetary policy. The claim is that ETF-driven institutional flows now position ahead of expected policy moves rather than reacting to them. If that framing holds, the $471 million day is less about buying the dip and more about systematic allocation. Advisors rebalancing portfolios after a 45% drawdown are doing exactly what modern portfolio theory tells them to do: buy more of the asset that fell below its target weight. That creates a structural floor, but not a catalyst. The Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs that pulled in $591 million days earlier followed the same pattern. Money enters. Price does not move much. The buying is mechanical, not euphoric. For crypto card users, the ETF floor has a practical side effect. It compresses volatility. Lower volatility means the FX spreads and conversion costs baked into every crypto to fiat transaction become a larger share of the total cost. When BTC swings 5% a day, a 1% spread barely registers. When it trades in a 3% weekly range, that spread is the dominant expense. What breaks the pattern? Two catalysts could shift the dynamic. The first is CPI data due later this week. A downside surprise would strengthen the case for a June rate cut, which prediction markets currently give about 35% odds. The second is any change in the stablecoin regulatory framework that might unlock corporate treasury allocations beyond the current ETF-only channel. Until one of those moves, expect more of the same. Steady boomer-driven inflows on red days, flat price action, and a market that grinds rather than sprints.